We don't look at records, we look at the tape. And obviously when you play a division opponent on the road, historically you don't look at records. And so I think our guys will approach it that way this week, and it'll be a huge challenge.
I really don't look at their record. I mean, I study the defense. I see a defensive line that's really active, creates a lot of plays. You know, I've seen them have some injuries in the secondary. They're getting some guys back. Looks to me like, you know, they've been caught in some tough field position situations. You know, I don't know whether that's special teams or turnovers or what. And I've seen some teams make some plays late in the game, the fourth quarter, to win the game.
One of the big challenges the Raiders defense will have to face on Sunday are the rubs or pick plays the Bronco wide receivers run, and Peyton Manning utilizes it expertly in the passing game. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Popper rejoined by Jim Plunkett. Time for our Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. Here's what the Browns and Brian Hoyer did against the Raiders 2 weeks ago. They go three wide receivers to one side, Miles Austin, Andrew Hawkins, the two wide receivers together, and Austin comes over and picks DJ Hayden.
Yeah, he certainly does. Here he is right here on the outside, comes in. Blocks here, allows Andrew Hawkins to run a flat completely free, which is totally illegal, but it's very seldom called.
Now, if he does it within 1 yard of the line of scrimmage, it is legal. It's on the 4 yard line. See where he first contacts DJ? In between the two and the three. What the Raiders should have done on that play, Jim, is like a basketball play, just switched it. Sometimes in basketball, you fight through the pick and roll. Right. Sometimes you switch it. In that situation, Carlos Rogers should have gone outside to pick up Andrew Hawkins.
Yeah, it certainly seems that way. You don't know what the defense that was called, but it would have been one way to be able to stop that play. And here's another effort by the Denver Broncos right now. Welker's going to go out here and try to pick this man. He doesn't get him, so it's really, in a sense, not a penalty. And Demaryius runs up the field, slants inside.
And this is the way you coach it. He just comes across, but Welker does not contact the cornerback there. And the key thing, Jim, you have to tackle Demaryius Thomas there. The linebacker misses the tackle. The safety, Peyton Manning, will throw a lot of short completions, and you've got to tackle these wide receivers. Otherwise, they're going to run for touchdowns.
Yeah, they are. And he uses tight ends quite a bit, so it's a real effort by those defensive backs and safeties to come up and make the tackle, but you got to find a way to do it.
Now, that one was not a pick play, but this one, to me, is a borderline pick play. And the guy to look here is Jacob Tammy, who's the right wing here, teammate of Peyton Manning's in Indy for many years, Jim. He will come in motion from right to left.
Yeah, he will, and he'll run a flat also. And number 12 here will come down and release and not only take his man, but also block this guy off so that he cannot follow Tammy across the field.
So as we roll the play, Tammy comes in motion. It's man, but Justin Houston will turn it over to the other guy, Jim. He's legal there. But as he hits the guy that's supposed to be covering Tammy, that's where he's illegal.
Yeah, he certainly is. I mean, and I think the referee should call this more, and I think you should be allowed a legal challenge to do this. The referee's missed this so many times during the course of a ball game and during the course of a year that I think officially it should be allowed to be challenged.
And the two teams that do it the most in the AFC West are the Denver Broncos and Peyton Manning, and Philip Rivers now in the San Diego Chargers. And they got a touchdown to the Raiders in San Diego last year with that similar kind of pick play.
Yeah, it's used a lot, just not called very often.
All right, join us next week on the Silver and Black Show as the Raiders will make their annual trek back down to Southern California to take on the aforementioned Philip Rivers and the San Diego Chargers. Many thanks to Khalil Mack, his first appearance on the Silver and Black Show, and Tony Sperano, as always. Hopefully he'll get his first win on Sunday against the Denver Broncos. I think you're ready. Enjoy the Broncos and the Raiders on Sunday.
And the winner, from Michigan, Sean Woodson.
In the history of NFL football.
Let's go.
Have fun on 3, 1, 2, 3.
Charles Woodson, one of the best to have played the position.
This is a team that needs to win.
Raiders got a little quiet confidence going on right now, so don't be surprised.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades, presented by Silver and Black Productions.